Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade facts like they are dirty little pieces of gossip. It doesn't matter how hot the facts are, because you know it, trash is hot. I am Lindsay. I forgot that we did this bit. I was like, wow, I was just about to dive straight into getting someone to share a fact. I am Lindsay, and I really mistook a lot of swear words as a child. Like the word ass, I thought was like afs. And I asked my mom what afs meant because there was a song that people were singing at school, and she was like, it's ass. It means butt. Like, and I was like, my mom had to teach me swear words because I just misheard them all.
Wait, what was the ass song?
Oh, it was
Madness, Ass House.
It was like full on her ass or something like that. It was like it was more like a playground rhyme type song. I do not remember it. I'll see if it comes back during the podcast.
I'm Chloe. I also forgot we did this, and I listened to you do this, and I was like, no, I'm not going to think of anything. I went to Tom Thumb Preschool. It was in the basement of an Episcopalian church. Tommy Thumb is up. Tommy Thumb is down. Tommy Thumb is dancing all around the town. Put him on your dance him on your shoulder, dance him on your head, dance him on your knee, and tuck him into bed. I'll remember that song forever.
It also feels like the start of a horror movie.
Yes. So my fact is that song exists.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh boy, my brain. Sorry, everyone. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Shem. I do remember that this is how what we do in the show. We record an episode like 10 minutes ago. Like it's all just still fresh in my memory. And then all the songs I used to sing in the playground were all like deeply troubling or like wildly racist. Like that was just like very popular when I was like growing up. And I remember once we had this song which was like a parody of like a Coco Pops commercial, and it started out with like a slur about Pakistani people, but it was like also like it's just very funny to like change the words to a song. It's like I sung it, and then someone was like or like a teacher was like, oh, that's like a, you know, that's like a slur against Pakistani people. And I was like, oh, but my friend Shreib's from Pakistan, I like him. Oh, I guess I'm not singing this anymore. So it's that easy. A six-year-old child can work it out. I don't get... that's why I always like find it confusing when people like struggle with that sort of thing. So like, oh no, I cracked that. That was the same year that someone said, you know, women aren't funny. I was like, but the woman on Third Rock from the Sun, she's so funny. What are you talking about? So again, like it's very easy.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're wrong because she's a woman, so she's not. Got it?
Wow.
I had to try and explain sexual harassment to a group of men in a pub and had to take to using their mom as an example because they were like, well, why is that guy in trouble? He just like touched her ass. I was like, because you can't just touch people. Like, and they're like, yeah, but it's not like he did anything more. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's imagine your mom is in a nightclub and Gary here grabs your mom's butt. How do you feel about that? He's like, I'll be fucking mad at Gary. I was like, cool.
So imagine every woman is Gary.
Imagine every woman is your mom and Gary, fucking hands off everyone, mate.
No, I mean, you set him off on the wrong path. Like every woman is they turn up with their laundry. Oh, here's my socks. I hope Gary didn't touch you again.
Yeah. Hi, it is the three of us today, a little trio. And Shem, kick us off with your fact.
What?
Well, I'm going straight into it.
I mean, there's been like 10 minutes of detouring.
Sure.
But after that, straight into it. Well, here's the thing. I was going to be, is this, I, you know, so I'll do that differently. So I was going to do like a musical fact, but I won't. I'll do one about hormones. Like when you cry, when you're upset, it's because those tears contain a natural painkiller. So your body releases a hormone called leucine enkephalin when you're under stress. So when you like have the feeling of like needing to cry, your body is just like trying to comfort you and like release like actual like helpful chemicals.
Oh, I'm struggling not to cry. My body was like, whoa.
No, it's when you're upset.
What if the thing brought you joy? my body's great. Because truly struggling to blink the tears back. But, not overly struggling because that's what I do with most tears. But now maybe I shouldn't because my body wants them.
Yeah.
I'm. It's wild that my comedy has caused your body to release a natural painkiller. It's your defense mechanism.
I wonder if that's why, like in movies and magic, you know, you blink the tear and it's healing. It heals someone, you know?
Wait, what are you talking about, Ryan? In like movies and magic, the two mediums we love.
Magic. In magical movies. I don't know. I feel like that's like a thing in like a, that's like a plot point or like something of like the tears will heal. Like you just need a tear from something and that'll heal it. Or like, and also I think that's part of, I'm sure some Wiccan something things, witch things, but.
So magical movies or fantastical movies, often an ingredient or a key plot device is using a tear to, like a single drop of a tear.
Yeah, movies and magic and how they do it with the, that. So that's how we're so similar.
If you've ever seen,
said the exact same thing.
If you've ever seen the Magician's Heist movie, Now You See Me, they break into the final safe by having one of the cards shuffled. He just weeps openly into a lock, and that's how it slides open. We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Oh, man. That movie's fucking good. I love magic.
I love magic.
But also that the human body, man.
Mm-hmm.
The more facts that are presented slash I bring, whatever, whoever's bringing up about the human body, it's like we really are A, powerful, but like we're really good at healing ourselves from a lot. From a lot? Yeah, healing a lot.
I don't need to cry anymore. I've got over.
Okay.
Don't say the fact again. Because truly.
But just knowing that when you're in pain, your body's right there for you.
It's too much.
It just sends out a little, here you go, have a couple of these. It's just like, it's like a helpful pharmacist just sliding a couple of pills across the table.
I mean, the amount I cry at movies now compared to before, I feel like has grown. And I don't know if it's because it's like, as you get older, there's like more things you remember. So you connect more experience to the movies. Or maybe my body's like, you just need a little cry, like do it in the dark while no one can see you.
You are also watching the HBO Max sad playlist.
That's a little true.
I don't know if I cry more because I'm older and I connect to more things, or I'm realizing I'll never get cast in them. So it's just like, wow, I didn't get that either. Oh no. Like my the saddest moment in any movie for me is reading the credits. Like, oh, they wrote this? No way. Additional material by always gets me.
Is there a role where you're like, I would have loved to have played that role?
Chloe?
I mean, just any lesbian. I can be a lesbian. Mm-hmm. Let me play a lesbian. I have range. Give me a shot. I just never use it.
Mackenzie Davis is busy. Like, just
yeah, please.
Give her like a week off.
She's busy. Ellen is canceled. I'm here.
I'm here.
Please.
Ta-da.
I'll do the kind where I'm straight at first. I'll kiss a man in the beginning of the movie, too.
Yuck. What's up with this?
I don't like how Jared tastes on the mouth anymore. Good thing he's going out of town for business this weekend. What's this bar? A lesbian bar? I'm no lesbian, but I'll check it out.
Hi, honey, it's Jared. I'm real busy at Subway.
but everyone wants my footlong creation, so I've had to take it out of town.
I love in this movie we focus on Jared's ex-girlfriend.
The movie doesn't even get to be the focus. It's still about a man.
But I still want that role.
Yeah, give me that role.
Yeah, that's talking to Jared at Subway.
Shem, who do you want to be?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not an actor. I just want to write things.
Okay. You want to get direct. Cast as a writer?
Yes. There's many a movie where they just like show them walking into like a comedy club at the back, and there's like someone like doing bad jokes that no one gets. The whole crowd is silent, and then like the writers walk in back and go, "No, this guy gets it. Come write for me." The way you bombed, like I wish comedy worked like the TV show Hacks. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're fine.
Okay. My real answer is that my dream is to be in a Marvel movie. Also Ooh. Playing a lesbian, but I don't have to be playing one.
You could
probably would love representation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole lesbian drama in the middle of For Love and War, the next movie that's happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The new Thor is played by Tessa Thompson, and it's about she trying to get her love back.
Where the fuck was I?
I mean, it's also not been released.
Oh. But also, I should have known gay news. I follow a lot of gay news sites on Instagram.
But your TikTok algorithm is mainly lesbian conspiracy theory, yeah. So it's actually something that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, the algorithm was like, oh, they don't need to see this.
She doesn't need to. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Hold on, but there is a staircase in the forest. Let's serve that up. Yeah. I'm trying to rate the fact that I'm at a loss.
Okay, do you want me to rate first? Chem, your fact is as hot as my face when I've had like one of those really ugly cries. But sometimes those ugly cries feel so good. One of them was definitely when we saw Fighting With My Family in Chicago. And I fully lost it in the AMC and cried for about 45 minutes.
The movie is called Fighting With My Family. We saw it in Chicago. It's not just a bunch of Bears fans going, the fucking Bears, how can we lose the game? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I would cry at that because when someone really cares about something and gets passionate, I get into it.
Yeah. It's about like a woman who wanted to become a wrestler, and she did become a wrestler, and it has The Rock in it, and it's fully sponsored by the WWE.
It's a good movie. Watch it.
It's not a good movie. I took it as a joke. But like...
We went on my birthday.
Is it meant to be like an inspirational sports? Is this like The Rock's Rocky?
He's not in it much.
He just cameos mostly, and it's like, but it's fully her story, and then she just bumps into The Rock a couple of times and says, like, hey kid, keep wrestling.
All right, I will.
No, yeah. She's very good.
Real story.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Shem, your fact is as hot as The Rock's outfit when he looks like a lesbian. That infamous picture where he's got like the turtleneck, the chain, like the short crew cut.
Fanny pack.
Yep, fanny pack. It's a good look.
I think he's going to bring it back for the Jungle Cruise.
I saw that trailer and was like, oh no.
I haven't, but...
It's The Rock being The Rock and Emily Blunt being Emily Blunt.
Why?
The answer is $1 billion. It will make $1 billion.
And what are they doing? As The Rock and Emily Blunt?
In Jungle Cruise, they're taking a cruise through the jungle. They get on a big boat and they just go down and go for an adventure.
Cool. And it's based on a ride at Disney.
Oh, I mean, I watched a movie yesterday that was based on a series of tweets. Like,
what movie?
Yeah, but that I want to see.
Zola?
Zola.
Oh, you're fine.
Sad. All right.
It's just a lot of people stripping, and I went with like a friend from my sketch team, and we were both like not looking at each other's faces while we're just like stripping away. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be part of the cultural conversation, but this is just too much like clapping booty cheeks.
And I'm going. On that note, Chloe, yeah, slap some butt cheeks, okay, and share your fact.
Okay, my fact is coming up, but I lost the tab. Okay, so metric system versus
the imperial
American system. Imperial. So when Thomas Jefferson was Secretary of State, we, being the United States, needed a measuring system. So he was like, heard about something going on in France. So he basically thought that was what America needed. So he sent or wrote to France, friends in France, and was like, hey, like, send us back something so we can use your system. So basically he was going to use the metric system. America was going to use the metric system. Great. So he sent a scientist carrying a small copper cylinder with a little handle on top to represent the standard for weighing things. So it was sent a little scientist on a boat from France. America would have had a metric system, except pirates hijacked that boat. And so the scientist never made it to America, never brought the system. America never got the metric system. And they just like never followed through. They were just like, well, he got taken, so that's that. And then they gave up. They never were like, send another scientist with another thing. So we would have had the metric system. We tried a little, but pirates took it.
Did the pirates hate the metric system?
The pirates didn't comment, unfortunately. But yeah, but I was like, wow, they really also so smart to just be like, this is the thing. We're like, this is the way. Just know this. So some pirate somewhere has that, and that's like, whoa.
There's one pirate ship where like, walk 100 meters on this plank. Arr, this is 50 kilograms of doubloons.
Give me 50 milliliters of rum.
I was surprised. I was like, oh, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up so easily.
I remember because the UK had used the imperial system for a long time. They switched to metric in the 80s at some point. And I remember my parents and people of their generation being like, I don't want this. And they wanted to retain the measuring system they had always used. So I tend to feel like some things, like I will usually give my height in feet and inches, and then other things I will give in metric because they were given to, like, I knew them in that system before I knew them in the other system.
I didn't know that it changed.
Change is possible.
Change is possible, and usually hated.
I mean, if you switch from like base 10 counting to like base 8 or hexadecimal, we'd hate it. Like, it's like base 10 is like you count from 1 to 10, like, and then 10, 20, 30, 40. But if you like switch to like hexadecimal, so like went to 1 to 8, and then A, B, C, D, E, F, like that, or like it's perfectly possible to like represent all numbers in binary using all like zeros and ones. And like if suddenly the government's like, you know what, it's just important to be digital natives, let's do everything in binary, we would all be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was fascinated when I found that out in school. Like when we did binary maths, I think I was like 11 or 12, and I was like, this is cool.
Learning is so important.
Yep. Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. I also find it fascinating that, you know, you can get to France now on a plane for like $350 a turn almost. It's like, we could still like have the metric system here.
Yeah.
Like we could send you on a flight, bring back a cylinder.
Bring back a little kilo. Could you imagine just looking at Americans' response to anything and everything being like, hey, you're going to have to learn a new system of measurement?
The way?
Easier, probably. 0 to 100 is, look at those clean, round numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave away free guns with it or something like that, I'm sure it'll like, fine.
If you can prove you know the temperature in Celsius, you get a rifle.
And if you will give your measurement in metric, first off, every time you go to the doctor's, you'll get a free Krispy Kreme.
Oh my God. Have you guys had Krispy Kreme?
I had in the UK before I came here. And then I think they only sell them in Sydney in Australia. So people will take donuts back to other states because you can only get Krispy Kremes in the one place.
I haven't had my post-vaccine Krispy Kreme that I'm owed. I keep meaning to like get on that, but I also forget. But that's also like cartoonishly America. It was like, get medicine, we'll give you a donut.
Please, yeah. We'll give you the donut with truly, it's just pure sugar. Please take the sugar donut.
Because I have asthma, I had gone through the vaccination process by like the end of March. And that was around the time they came out with this. And I had just gone into Manhattan. I was like, oh, I'm near a Krispy Kreme. Let me go. And they're like, we're out. So many people came in to get their free donut. And I was like, New York is not dead. Yeah. No one worry. COVID did not stop the city. Everyone
But it also will be dead pretty soon if he eats all those donuts.
Because there's no limit on them. You can get as many as you want. It's not one and you're done. It's like every day you can go in and with your little vax card. Yeah, there's not. It's ongoing. Because they're not going to stamp your vax card with a little donut
you're
stamp.
100% right.
And I mean, it's in their blurb as well. Like, yeah. It's...
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God. So let's see if we can get to a Krispy Kreme today.
There's none in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So there's no way Krispy Kreme is vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying... If I get a vaccination done for Krispy Kreme, I'm supporting science.
That's true. That's true.
Chloe just took a second to like wave her cat. This is an audio medium.
I covered the change in the UK from so me and my next door neighbor had our own magazine.
What was it called?
I don't remember. Probably called like On the Block or Next Door News or something dumb. Like, and we wrote about the change from Imperial to Metric, and then the next edition or like around that time. Also had the change because they brought out a new £5 note and a new £10 note, and they resized the 5p and the 10p coin. That also was not popular with a lot of people. So we just kept covering things that were changing. And then we got interviews. Like the interviews were with like our parents or friends or some of the people that we knew at the pub because we'd go to the pub every weekend with our families. So hard hitting news from Lindsay and Nicola.
Also, so much change.
So much change. A lot of coins.
Here's the thing. If you ask the people in the UK, are you happy right now with how things are? They go, fucking no. And then they're like, can I change one thing? Like, how hell are you? It's always been this way. Do not modify one thing about my existence.
It's so true. And it's why I continue to believe that the Great British Bake Off is like a moment of nostalgia for so many people. And they're sitting there going, oh, if only it was like that. And it's like it still is in too many villages.
Wow.
Everyone needs therapy in their own form of meditation. And I think that'll help everyone. You know?
Yeah.
Disagree. Everyone just needs to cry more.
Because your body wants it.
Lick those tears.
Yeah, because then you get protein. Throwback fact.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as 100 degrees Celsius.
That's very hot.
Or absolute zero minus like 0 degrees Kelvin. Like icy hot as well.
Yes, okay. I always get mixed up in the middle of what's the comfortable temperature in Celsius? I know, 100 is real hot.
35. This is
24. Okay. Personal preference.
Is that like 60?
Your body temperature is 37.
Well, okay.
Celsius.
Okay. Thank you.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as my rage as a child when I tried to learn how to convert Celsius into Fahrenheit, because I thought it would be like a real fun, quick, simple formula, and it's not. And I was so determined. I was like, cool, I can say the temperature in two different ways. And I was like, you have made this hard. And I got angry and now just have a rough frame of reference.
It's like times two plus or minus whichever subway line you're on. Then divided by the amount of garbage that's on the floor. And then subtract the 3 to 4 rat bodies that will be around you.
And then add back in the number of stops you've missed because your train rerouted to a different line over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, it's over to me. Hey, Lindsay, what's your fact? So I took a decision to look at the origin of how some food got names, and in particular picked a British dish called Tone in the Hole. I remember having this like age 6 at a party at my parents' friend's house. And the dish is basically Yorkshire pudding, which is like batter. Yorkshire pudding is great, definitely not vegan, with sausages in, and it's like baked in the oven. And in my research today, people believe like the dish came about because like meat was like expensive to buy, like, and the dish originates in the 1800s. Like, meat was expensive to buy, so to make meat go further, they would often put meat with like a lot of vegetables or potatoes, so that, you know, it wasn't like such an expensive dish to create. However, apparently there were, I need to get to the right page. There is a tale, and I fully say, based on my research, they don't know if this is true. So I maybe am coming in with a myth rather than a fact. So people believe that the dish originates from a town called Alnmouth in Northumberland, and the local golf course was overrun with natterjack toads, and a golfer got his ball in the hole, and then the ball came back out, and then a toad popped up. And it's believed that the chef at the hotel where the golf course was devised the dish to resemble this humorous moment of the toad knocking the golfer's ball out of the hole. And that is where Toad in the Hole came from.
What?
Flavors. So that's what it could look like. But there's usually like more batter on top. So like the sausages sort of like poke out a little, but it's like, okay. There's a baked version. So I have brought you potentially a lie today, but it was to me a fun lie. And I just imagine these toads being like, fuck you, golfers. Doink. Yeah.
So if there's any chefs listening and they found like a humorous moment in this podcast they want to recreate in pastry, just go for it.
Just go for it. Yeah. We would. We would love, you know.
If you could somehow bake a lesbian in Paris.
Yeah.
Might just represent that in the culinary fashion. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Bake it like, bake something like a plane ticket that legally I could use.
Or if there's been an iconic pun that Shem has created and you're like, ah, this could easily be, you know, some form of bread like good with a fun vegan element, bring it on.
I not to like take us off topic, but I was on the Krispy Kreme website to like double check, and then on the FAQ, like, oh, is it like, how do I prove it? What qualifies as vaccinated? What's the limit? And it's like 1 per day, no purchase required. What if I don't want to be vaccinated? Can I still get this offer? So funny. Yeah, if you get vaccinated, we'll give you a free donut. I don't get the vaccine, I want my free donut.
Oh my God.
If you have made the personal decision to not receive the COVID vaccine, please visit us on Mondays between March and May. And we will like give you a free donut. We will send out that free donut coffee to get your week off to a good start. Please get vaccinated.
Oh my god. Will they really really still give a donut on them?
They said like on Mondays for like these like 3 month window, we'll just give you crybabies a donut.
Laced with the vaccine. No, take it from that pile.
Yeah. No, that you should do that one maybe.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why does my glaze say Moderna?
Wait a second, donuts aren't in needles.
We need donuts. Why do I have to come back and get another donut in 4 weeks? I'll do it.
I love my donut.
Hold on, donut, I didn't eat anything and you said I got a donut.
Oh, why am I still alive when all my family and friends have died? Is it because of this donut? I hate that. Oh, my grandma's still living because of this donut.
I took everyone home a donut.
Oh, no.
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Society is still intact. Oh, life theater is back because of these damn donuts.
I don't like this person.
This mythical straw figure we've created.
Yep. Mythical, yeah.
They don't exist at all.
This is the one time we get voicemails. I do not like the characterization you did of me. I did a lot of my own research and I just don't think I'm just waiting for the 8th million person to get vaccinated and see how this thing turns out.
This is where we find out our main audience is anti-vaxxer.
This is where Rachel calls in. Hi you guys, I actually wasn't vaccinated. It's kind of weird to hear you guys talk about that on the podcast. <Ba-da-ba>. And then she hangs up.
Here's the thing, I know Rachel will not listen to this because she's not on it. But she'd also truly hate for us to characterize her as like an anti-vax for us, and she'd get like genuinely upset if we're like, really no, would. I don't, people might take you seriously.
Yeah, she really would.
She would.
But she is.
She keeps being like, they're going to take it seriously, and it's like, well, Rachel, when that's what's real, they're going to take it as truth, right?
Rachel Plandemic Chada. Oh, I think you didn't do a pressure chair. Is this my voice?
I was high kicking as you did that.
I had.
What does my Doritos bag say, Pfizer?
Put it in my arm. Oh.
So, if you'd like to recreate that little riff.
Oh, yeah. With pastry and some pretend meat, maybe a little Impossible Burger, maybe a little Beyond stuff.
I've arranged this croissant in the form of three people mocking their dear friend.
I love this because Rachel, she'll never know.
She has no way of knowing.
No way. And everyone who listens to the podcast will know. And next episode, they'll listen and they'll know.
It's so funny.
Rachel,
I mean, Rachel is going to know because.
Last time we did this, we like did the whole episode about things we love about Rachel.
Yeah.
And this is like the exact opposite. Because she had COVID.
After being so careful, Rachel was like one of the most careful people I know in terms of like not going to see, like keeping the bubble so small, not going to certain places. So when I found out Rachel got it, I was like, oh, how?
Right. I guess, well, Rachel's not in the next episode. I guess we can just do like, oh, like what frustrates me most about Rachel. We'll just
do a whole episode about that. And the only way she's going to find out is because Shem's dear friend provides us with the most beautiful recaps every week. So Rachel will find out in the recap notes. That's the only way Rachel
I came up to bleep this out. Like, just put like XXX instead.
Rachel is cool, said all of trash. Wow, we really miss Rachel, said Chloe, Shem, and Lindsay in unison. It was uncanny how they timed it.
Oh my god, and just at the bottom of the recap is just in italics, parts of this recap have been addressed for the mental health of the other host.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsay, your fact was as hot as Rachel. Oh.
And your fact was as hot as Rachel. She's doing a goddamn high kick.
Ugh. So hot. Well, we won't pick a hottest fact because it's just the three of us and we can't have that much power.
I mean, it's probably Rachel Chata.
It
Rachel
is.
Rachel Chata is
the hottest fact. Full stop.
Period.
Period. We have been Trash Comedy. We are Trash Comedy on Instagram and on Twitter. If you do have a fact, share a fact. We'd love that. We're part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Thank you all so much.
We have a live show
August 30th 10 p.m at Caveat Head with the Goss. You can see Shem in both halves of the show. Come on down. It will be a fun time.
Watch me non-commit for a full hour.
You never non-commit. You commit so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.